Welcome to Health Media Now with award-winning author and host Denise Messenger for a lifetime of health empowerment. Live by being in the pink, meaning P stands for being persistent, I stands for using your intuition, N stands for networking, and K stands for obtaining knowledge. Our guests entertain and share cutting-edge information. They share with you what may have taken years to achieve through experience in their field. Become inspired and motivated. Reach your full potential with fascinating tips and products. Receive a lifetime of benefits from authors, doctors, practitioners, healthcare providers, and learn about exciting new products. You asked for it, and we deliver. Now, here's your host, Denise Messenger.
Well, hello, listeners. Thank you so much for joining us today, which is June 21st, 2017. We have a wonderful guest. We're going to learn a lot today about innovative treatments for stress and sexual health. Our special guest is Dr. Stephen Klayman. He's been a practicing chiropractor for 37 years, and he graduated from the College of New York, and he went on to do his doctoral work at Palmer College of Chiropractic. He currently owns and operates Klayman Holistic Chiropractic Clinic in Austin, Texas. He's going to talk to us about how he studied with a Dr. Viktor Frank, who's the developer of a special technique called Total Body Modification, TBM. So let's bring him onto our show now. Hello, Dr. Klayman. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, Denise. Nice to be here with you. How are you?
I'm great. Just great.
All right.
I always like to start the show out by asking my guest, how did you get on the path that you're on today? Where did it all start?
Well, it goes back quite a ways, and I really never expected to get into the medical field and the health field when I was younger. And my father really wanted me to become a doctor, and I really had no interest. And some years after I graduated from college, I met a fellow while I was in Europe who was a chiropractor, and I was off on a meditation course. And I was over there for several months. And I got my first chiropractic adjustment, and he explained to me the understanding and the philosophy behind it. And I thought, you know, that sounds pretty neat. I sort of all of a sudden got interested in that. So I ended up going to chiropractic school, never expecting to be treating the types of things I'm treating now. Because I thought, even as I got through school, I thought mostly in terms of musculoskeletal conditions like back pain and neck pain and headaches, which is really what chiropractors are mostly known for.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say I was an average chiropractor my first 5 years in practice. And then I got introduced to Dr. Viktor Frank. And if your listeners have heard of kinesiology or muscle testing, he was one of the original students of Dr. George Goodhart, who developed a whole system of applied kinesiology, which involves a lot of muscle testing and involves the relationship between the nerves that come out of the spine and the organs and muscles which they innervate. And it's based on the concept of anatomy. You know, everything is run through the nervous system. The most important part of your body is the nervous system. If you didn't have a nervous system, then the heart wouldn't beat and the breath wouldn't go in and out, because the nervous system, which consists of the brain, the spinal cord, and the nerve roots that come out innervating the muscles and organs, if you didn't have that functioning, then you can't live.
Mm-hmm.
And so muscle testing or kinesiology understood the relationship between nerves and muscles. And it was theorized that because when we were in the womb, we had our previous spinal cord was known as a notochord, and it had little nerves going out to muscles and organs, and as you got bigger and bigger, those muscles and organs migrated, and the attachments stayed the same. So, for instance, in the middle of your back, you have the ninth thoracic vertebrae that has a nerve that goes out and innervates your adrenal glands. Well, that same nerve goes to the sartorius muscle in your leg, which allows you to sit cross-legged and flex your and extend your leg out. That's the sartorius muscle. Goodhart figured that if that connection was still the same, then if damage showed up to that muscle, if that muscle was weak, that would probably indicate that the adrenal gland was also malfunctioning. Are you following me?
Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah. Well, what he found was if he could do something to make that sartorius muscle get stronger by some treatment, he found that the adrenal gland also increased its function.
Mm-hmm.
So the two were related, and the two they were related at birth, and they were related until you die. So he developed a system of fixing and strengthening these muscles in order to affect the organs. And so what Dr. Frank did is he took Goodhart's work with a number of other doctors, and he boiled it down to things that could work fast and effectively, I think even faster and more effectively than applied kinesiology. I found applied kinesiology to be very laborious and time-consuming, and I found Dr. Frank's TBN model, which is modeled on that, to be very fast and very effective. So I got kind of fascinated with it after about my fifth year in practice and started using it very much in my practice.
Would you explain to our listeners what muscle testing is? How does that work? And then how does it differ from your technique?
Well, I do muscle testing also, except when Goodhart developed his work, he was really preceded by two medical doctors by the name of Kendall and Kendall. And so Kendall and Kendall decided that you could test the biceps by pulling on it on each side. And if the person could resist you, well, the bicep was intact and it was functioning properly. If one of the biceps was weaker than the other one by an extraordinary amount, they knew that that bicep had been damaged. Maybe it was from a fall or for an accident. So that's how muscle testing really got started. And what Dr. Frank did was, instead of having to test a bicep here and a bicep there, testing a quadratus femoris on this side and a quadratus femoris on the other side, which is it's very laborious and takes a long time to get to, you know, a finding. He found that there were reflex points on the body, and he could just test one muscle. And by testing that one muscle, maybe it's your arm, an anterior deltoid, and touching reflex points on the body, he found at certain points the body would indicate there's a disruption at that place. Maybe it's a liver, maybe it's a kidney, a spleen, an adrenal gland, a lung, whatever it might be. And that he devised a system where he could make corrections along the spine that would affect the strength of that muscle, which was telling us the condition of that particular organ. So, for instance, when I first came back from studying with him, I had an asthma patient. I wasn't treating her for asthma. I was treating her for neck pain. But Dr. Frank taught us how to fix asthma. So her name was Nora, and I said, would you mind if I did the asthma adjustment on you, which is actually a very simple adjustment, just holding a couple of points and and tapping along the spine on the specific points. Well, she came back 2 days later after I did that, and her asthma was still the same. So I said, mind if I do it again? So he did it again, and when she came back the next day, she said, my asthma is all gone. And I tried to not look surprised, and I tried to look very professional. And inside I'm thinking, oh, my God.
Yeah, amazing.
And so that made me realize that the study I had done with Dr. Frank, these techniques were real and they worked. So I got off in treating a whole bunch of different conditions based upon what I could find with my muscle testing, which is essentially a diagnostic tool.
That's really great.
Yeah. Well, he had a technique that he taught us about how to fix allergies. And I started using it, and sure enough, it worked. And
why do so many people have allergies?
Well, you know, allergies is really, they are just really a mistake of the immune system. What an allergy is just your immune system thinks that that weed or grass or live oak or flower is a bacteria or a virus. It doesn't know that it's just a weed or a live oak or a flower.
Mm-hmm.
So it thinks it's a bacteria or a virus, and it does what it's supposed to do when it comes in contact with a bacteria or a virus. It flushes. So you start sneezing and coughing, and your head gets congested. And it's a hyperreactivity of the immune system. It's a breakdown in the intelligence of the immune system.
Okay.
So there's lots of ways that people treat it, mostly with drugs. But we don't do it that way. Dr. Frank taught us that there are allergy harmonization points along the spine that if you tap those points while the allergen is on the person's body, we usually will place it on their tummy. And in my office, I have a kit of hundreds of vials, and they contain mold and grass and dog hair and cat hair, et cetera, et cetera. And we place that in contact with the person's body and hit those allergy harmonization points, the body recognizes, oh, this is just dog hair and cat hair. This is not a bacterial virus. Okay, I'm not going to respond to this anymore. And it doesn't.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so it will hold, you know, sometimes that treatment will hold for a day or a week or a month or a year or years. Just more than likely depending on how the person responds to their stress.
Hmm. So what's
yeah.
the scope of your practice? What other specialties do you offer patients?
Well, so after I learned how to treat allergies, we could only treat three at a time. So I figured out a method where we could fix them all at once. And I remember this first patient coming in, she had 30 different allergies. And so I used an offshoot of Dr. Frank's technique that I modified. And we treated them all at once. And she came back a couple of days later, and I said, how are you doing? And she said, I'm doing fantastic. I have no more allergies. I said, well, let's test all those 30 allergens. And we did. And 20 of 9 of them, of the 30, were fixed. And the other one she didn't care about anyway, so the case was over. So I realized I had stumbled upon a way to fix all of them. So I tried it on several other people the same way, and it worked the same on all of them. And I called Dr. Frank up back then. It was 1991. And I said, Dr. Frank, my name is Dr. Klayman. I've taken your work. I've studied your methodologies, and I think I figured out how to fix all the allergies at once. He said, how'd you do that? I explained it to him. He said, all right, we're going to give this to the research team. We'll see if it works, and I'll let you know. So about 2 weeks later, he called me back, and he said, your technique works, and we'd like you to present it at our research seminar in Maui in June. Which I did, and doctors were very excited to receive that because, as one fellow said to me, he said, that's fantastic because I'm the only chiropractor in Saskatchewan that does this technique, and people come to me from hundreds of miles for their allergies, and because we only can do three at a time, sometimes we have to send them, they have to go home or stay overnight. So now we can pick them all at once and send them home, which is how it works. So it's a lot of fun, and it puts people in shock pretty easily when their sinuses clear up, sometimes right on the adjustment table.
Do you continue to teach others this technique?
I don't, but they can learn it. Other doctors, other chiropractors, medical doctors, acupuncturists can learn it when they take the TBM seminars. It's taught as part of that curriculum. So they're taught throughout America and Europe and Asia, South America, et cetera, Australia, Yeah, so that's part of that curriculum.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about sexual health.
Yeah.
What have you found in your practice that helps? Let's just concentrate on men to start out with. With their sexual health.
Well, you know, Denise, there are a lot of we can call them aphrodisiacs or various products from all around the globe that do help with sexual health. Some of them are actually quite immediate, and some of them are more long-term. Things like from Africa, yohimbe, and horny goatweed. Those, it's got a funny name to it, I know. but those things can help immediately in terms of, arousal and longevity and stamina. I found a particular product that I really like, and it's called Testosterone Booster. Testosterone injections, and of course, a man will know when his testosterone is declining, and it's not uncommon for it to decline as you get older. Matter of fact, most of the listeners on their phone have already reached the height of their sexuality at the age of 19 or 20.
Mm-hmm.
And then testosterone declines from there until about, by the time you reach 80, it's about the same level it was when you hit puberty. So testosterone is important. It's produced, of course, by the testes. And a little bit of it is also produced by your adrenal glands. The adrenal glands are the glands that sit on top of your kidneys and, of course, supply your adrenaline. One of the things they do is supply you with adrenaline so you can be in the fight-or-flight mode when you need to be, or if you need to run around the block or, deal with situations, you need adrenaline. So lack of testosterone as you get older, or it can happen even as you're younger through traumas or drug use, heavy metal poisoning. All those are, there's a lot of things that can cause testosterone to reduce. If you're getting older, if you're getting depressed, if you're stomach is increasing in size, if you're having low libido or erectile dysfunction, all those are indications of decreasing testosterone.
Mm-hmm.
It also comes along with increased risk of osteoporosis. So those whose testosterone don't drop so dramatically, they'll have more confidence, they'll feel happier, their serotonin levels will be higher, which is, your happy neurotransmitter. Your cortisol levels will be lower, which are your stress markers. So people who are highly stressed have lower serotonin and higher cortisol levels. Cortisol levels or lactic acid in the blood, those are all stress markers. And those stressors affect health, and it'll affect your sexual health. Stress itself is a big problem.
Sure.
It's the cause of most disease. We know now that most disease is lifestyle. So stress comes in three packages. There's the physical stress, let's say from overwork, crashing your car into a tree, spinal subluxations. Those are physical stressors, and they add up and they produce problems. There's the chemical stressors, the food that you're eating, the water that you're drinking, the air that you're breathing. Those are all chemical stressors. The medicines that you're taking, what's in the medicines? A lot of medicines are really plants with the active ingredient removed and used as as a medicine. Well, what a lot of pharmaceutical companies don't realize is that whole plant, within that whole plant, you also have the antidote for the active ingredient being too powerful for that person. So when you throw away the antidote, then you could produce a medicine that becomes addictive. Like, you take, for instance, Valium. We know Valium is highly addictive. Well, it comes from the herb valerian root. You could drink valerian tea as much as you want. You'll feel relaxed from it. Stresses will start to fade away, but you'll never get addicted to it because you have the antidote contained in the other cofactors that are in the plant.
Interesting.
And the big mistake that pharmaceutical companies have made is taking active ingredient and making a drug out of it. So all those things create stress in the body. So the physical stress, you have the chemical stress, and of course you have the emotional stress or the psychological stress. Just worrying, you know, am I being audited by the IRS? Or what's this letter from an attorney? Or that guy just cut me off in traffic. All those actions produce a stress reaction in the body. And even though nobody hit your car, you find that that near accident produces increased blood pressure, increased heart rate, heavier breathing. In other words, you just had a physical reaction. And that physical reaction is known as the fight or flight response. And if you're continually in fight or flight response, you're going to wear out your endocrine system. You're going to wear out your adrenal glands. You're going to wear out, you're going to have decreased libido. You're going to have decreased sexual function. So to think of sexual function as a separate system of the body is really not in thinking with holism. When you think in terms of holistic, you think of the whole person, that the person is not just a group of symptoms. So when you're thinking of how am I going to improve my sexual function, well, how are you handling your relationships? How's the stress at work, et cetera? You see what I mean?
Yes.
It all ties in. So you can't look at the sexual system separately from the rest of the body. How am I digesting my food? Am I getting the nutrients out of my food that my gonads need to make testosterone? So if you're having acid reflux every time you eat, and then you take Nexium to prevent the acid reflux, well, you just decrease the amount of stomach juices you're going to produce, and it's going to be harder to digest your food and get the nutrients out of your food. Well, if that continues with the Nexium, eventually you damage the lining of your gut and you develop food allergies as larger proteins seep through the gut wall and get into the bloodstream where they're not supposed to be.
Yeah, leaky gut syndrome.
Exactly, leaky gut syndrome, and that's a prime reason for having it. So what was really great was Dr. Frank taught us how to fix acid reflux, and it's you know, actually quite simple. But a lot of people like to give Nexium for that and keep people on these drugs for a long time. And unfortunately, what we find is people on Nexium have a greater mortality rate because the creator of the drug didn't realize that the acid in your stomach is not just for digesting food, but it also houses your whole immune system, or 80% of your immune system. And in that acid, you're destroying viruses and bacteria that come in with your food. So you're more susceptible to bacterial and viral infections. So that's, you know, part of the slippery slope we get on when we get into drug use.
Yes. And the interaction.
Yeah. So in addition to taking things that support the production of testosterone, and a product that I really like is called Testosterone Booster by a fantastic pharmaceutical company that makes natural products. What a concept. So in their testosterone booster, what they're giving you is the precursors to testosterone, not actual testosterone.
What do you mean by that?
So the nutrition that's in the product is there so you can make your own testosterone.
Mm.
Rather than, you know, having it injected or pellets and things like that, which can produce, unfortunately, can produce side effects.
Mm-hmm.
So I like it. It takes a few weeks to kick in because now your body is getting ready to make its own. It's just giving you the basic ingredients that you need to make your own testosterone.
Well, that's interesting. What type of ingredients are in it?
I really like it. So, for instance, in that product, some of the things I'm sure your listeners have heard of before for enhancing testosterone, like vitamin B6,
mm-hmm.
Which helps with mood and the production of serotonin in the brain, and zinc, which helps maintain normal testosterone levels. There's a brilliant product, a brilliant component of this testosterone booster called DIM. And what DIM does...
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. It supports testosterone by blocking its conversion so that you have more free testosterone available instead of having it converted into non-functional testosterone. So that being in the product, I think that has a sustained impact that kicks in probably about 2 or 3 weeks after you're taking the product. And then another herb that they have in there is called Tongkat Ali. And Tongkat Ali supports total and free testosterone, and it supports healthy cortisol levels. Remember, you don't want cortisol to get out of control. So a number of the things in this product work synergistically to gradually boost a person's testosterone.
Sounds like a wonderful product.
Fenugreek is another herb in that product. You know, the fenugreek, mm-hmm. like the spice.
Mm-hmm.
That's also been shown clinically to support testosterone and help with antioxidant activity.
Sure.
So that is a product that I really recommend, and I really like it, and seen some amazing things with it. And what I did was I added a couple of things to that to boost its strength even further, namely CoQ10, which is an energy booster.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And I also utilized desiccated adrenal gland from a company named Standard Process.
I know them well.
Mm-hmm. You know them well, yeah. They've been around a long time, a highly respected company. A lot of chiropractors and holistic medical doctors use mm-hmm. Standard Process. Your listeners could probably, you know, find it right in their town.
Mm-hmm.
And we start out giving desiccated adrenal gland, which is kind of like taking adrenaline. It's kind of fast acting. And so you only do that for about 6 weeks. Then after 6 weeks, you switch over to Drenamin, which is another one of Standard Process's products that supports the adrenal gland. So first, you give it like a shot of adrenaline, get it going, and then quit that after 6 weeks and use Drenamin so that now you're giving the nutritional support that the adrenal needs to keep it functioning. So I found that combination brilliant and worked
mm-hmm.
fantastic. And now I find that this company that makes the Beyond Human Testosterone Booster, they're called Innovus Pharma. And they have another product that does what my two other products do also. And that product, I think, is just hit the market. Called Vesely, V-E-S-E-L-E. And It's going to boost the adrenal glands and increase blood flow, because you know you need blood flow to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have sufficient blood flow, then you can't get blood into the penis and you can't have an erection. So you want
right.
to make sure you have good blood flow. So it's important that the cardiovascular system is functioning well. You know, most heart disease means you had a blockage in an artery.
Mm-hmm.
And we now know that, also known as atherosclerosis, we now know that that is from not excessive cholesterol. That myth has been dispelled, although there's a continuance of selling Lipitor and Crestor because of lowering cholesterol. But we know there's no studies that show there are more people that have heart disease with a cholesterol over 200 than under 200.
Mm.
Matter of fact, the studies show that as you get older, the cholesterol levels should increase because you need cholesterol to make all your hormones, including testosterone. So keeping the vascular system as clear as possible will allow good blood flow. And one of the reasons we all, you know about the red wine thing? Yes. A lot of people drink red wine to help improve their blood flow and prevent heart disease.
Resveratrol, isn't it?
And it was found in the 70s by a medical doctor from University of Wisconsin at Madison that the French have less heart attacks than the Americans, and they smoke more cigarettes. And he found out there are certain red grapes that contain a bioflavonoid that prevents the plaque from forming on the inside of the arteries.
It's resveratrol.
Well, that's one of them. One of the ingredients is resveratrol, but also the grape skin and the grape seeds.
Mm.
Those grapes prevent plaque formation. So you could have all the cholesterol. You could eat as many eggs as you want. If you're consuming those grapes in the form of wine, there's a better chance that you're not going to have heart disease.
Hmm.
So he was brilliant, this guy. His name was Foltz, John Foltz. So he created a product called Provex CV, which is a pill, a capsule, containing grape skin and grape seed extract and quercetin and bilberry and resveratrol all in one little pill. And so instead of having a couple of glasses of wine every day, I take those pills. I've been taking them for about 15 years. And I've heard about plaque reversal with that supplement, Provex CV. It's made by a company called Melaleuca. So I use about 10 or 12 different companies for a variety of products. And the testosterone booster I use from this company, Innovus Pharma, because I think they have a superior product, and they have several other sexual-oriented products for men and for women. So,
they're doing really
cutting-edge work.
Well, it's really interesting if you can actually find a product that reverses plaque.
Yes, yes. Now, you know, we're getting into a different age now. We're getting to an age where marijuana is legal in, I think, 7 states and recreationally. And medicinally, I think, in about 17 states. Am I right?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep track.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting is there's so many there's so many benefits to the hemp plant. I'm going to talk more about hemp than I am the marijuana plant, because in some states it's still illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Why, I don't know. I don't know if anybody's ever died from an overdose of marijuana, but as opposed to alcohol. But the powers that be want it that way. But I had a patient who said to me, now CBD oil stands for cannabidiol, and that's the active ingredient in the hemp plant, which is legal in all 50 states. And since we're talking about sexual health, we also have to talk about the prostate. And as men get older, the prostate tends to swell, blocks urine flow, or creates, you know, unpleasant urinating experiences where it doesn't flow, then it does, et cetera, et cetera. Well, a patient of mine recently has prostate removed because of prostate cancer. But his surgeon said to him after the operation, he said, "I've never seen anything like this. Your prostate is half the size that it was 6 weeks ago. What are you doing?" And he said, "I'm using a suppository made of CBD oil and coconut oil and shea butter." And that CBD oil, CBD oil is also known as an anti-inflammatory, and it's also known for having anti-cancer properties. So that's what he did, and his prostate shrunk in half. I said, "Why didn't you continue?" He said, "I had decided I was going to do the surgery. I wish I had 6 months or a year to do that, those suppositories with the CBD oil."
Okay.
So there's a lot of good things coming up on the horizon in terms of holistic natural health care. And the CBD oil and the marijuana are a couple of them.
Now, if we kind of get back to your chiropractic, did you invent a device to help correct back pain?
I did. You know, there's so much back surgery that fails because it was unnecessary. And, of course, you know, chiropractors are the experts in back pain. And what we found is that if somebody has sciatica, you know, that's pain going down the back of the leg.
Usually
goes down the back of the leg and go all the way to the foot. The sciatic nerve is a huge nerve. It's about, you know, the size of a finger. It's the biggest nerve in the body. And when you get pressure on that sciatic nerve, it can make you commit suicide. That's how painful it can be. So there are a number of reasons that people will get back pain and or sciatica. Well, one of them is if a disc fractures off and is laying loose in the spinal canal, setting up against the sciatic nerve or one of the four roots of the sciatic nerve, you're going to have excruciating sciatic pain. And if that happens, the only way to deal with it is to have that piece of disc material extracted surgically. But if we took an MRI of 100 non-symptomatic, asymptomatic people walking in the street, let's say you and 99 of your friends who didn't have back pain, if we did an MRI on all of them, we'd find about 33 bulging discs. 33 of those people would have bulging discs, even though they had no symptoms. So what that means is you can have a bulging disc and not have back pain. It also means you can have back pain and it not be coming from a bulging disc, because there are other reasons for back pain. You can have a vertebrae out of place, pinching on a nerve. You can have a disc bulge, pressing gently up against the nerve. You can have the facets. The facets are the back of the vertebrae. Each vertebrae has two prongs in the back of it. Two prongs go up and two prongs go down, and they make like a gliding motion. If those facets are jamming up into the nerve root, it can cause back pain or sciatica. Well, so many surgeries failed because the orthopedist or the neurosurgeon heard back pain, sciatic pain, and a bulging disc. So we need to take this bulging disc and get rid of it. So he'll do surgery on the bulging disc, only to find out the back pain hasn't changed, because that wasn't the cause of the back pain. So what we find is, in a chiropractic office, we can take that vertebra and move it and get the pressure off the nerve, and that may cause the end of the back pain and or the sciatic pain.
That's amazing.
Or we can, if you a lot of people get pain at their I'm going to switch phones in case this one dies. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me on that one?
Yes.
Okay. So when the hips misalign, the sacroiliac joint, which is the top of your buttock, that joint can get painful. And that joint can imitate even sciatic pain. So if that hip is not misaligned, let's say the hip has moved up and back because you fell off your tricycle when you were a kid, or you fell off the ski slope and you landed on your butt and you knocked that hip back. When that hip gets jolted back, and this is just simple anatomy, when that hip gets moved back, the leg bone is attached to that hip. So if the hip moves back and up, the leg bone will move back and up. And, of course, the foot is attached, so the foot will move up. So when you lay a person down on a table, you'll see that one leg is shorter than the other. That tells us right away that the hip is out of place.
Mm-hmm.
So if we could get that hip back in place, then the ligaments that are holding that hip together won't be stretched anymore and won't be inflamed, and the person's pain will diminish and go away. And that's, of course, what we've been doing as chiropractors for 120-something years. Well, we didn't have anything in chiropractic where a person could treat themselves at home. So about 6 years ago, I invented a device called the pelvic balancer. And once you know which is the short leg, you lie on this device on your stomach, and it will shift the pelvis in the way that's supposed to be shifted and make your legs the same length. In other words, that short leg will be lengthened, the long leg will be shortened because the pelvis will come into balance. And so I developed this so people could take it home and treat themselves. And I have a website called thepelvicbalancer.com. There's a little video on there which shows people how to do a leg check and determine which of their legs is short. Once they figure that, they'll know how to lay on this device, and the sacroiliac pain, the back pain, frequently disappears. Some people have called it magic. It's not really magic. It's just knowing and understanding the anatomy. Yeah. So it's kind of fun, and I've enjoyed creating that. And now I don't have to see as many patients because they can do it themselves at home. I even have some patients out moonlighting, I think.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, do you have anything else that you'd like to add to your interview today? We've covered a lot of material.
One thing we said about low testosterone, there's a number of things that can trigger it. Trauma can trigger it. Drugs can trigger it. Prescription drugs can trigger it. And heavy metals can trigger it. Unfortunately, we're finding that there are heavy metals in some of the medicines and in all of the vaccines. And the amount of vaccines that are being given now is way different than when I was a kid. And so the amount of toxic load that little babies are experiencing with these vaccines is actually quite tragic. And so I've been paying attention to Robert Kennedy Jr.'s World Mercury Project, and his goal is to make vaccines safe because it's coming out that they're not safe, and it's coming out that the FDA has covered up the knowledge that they're not safe and that they're causing disease and causing deaths. So heavy metals is a big deal, and parents are utilizing various methods to try and detoxify their children from the metals that have been injected into them. Unfortunately, one of the components of the vaccine is polysorbate 80, and its job is to attach to the metals and pierce the blood-brain barrier, and now the metal can get into the brain.
Oh, no.
Yes. Well, when you have metals like aluminum or mercury reverberating in the brain, it's called an excitotoxin. So that excitotoxin is causing that child to not be able to sit still because his nerve fibers are continually firing. So he can't sit still. So he's got ADD or ADHD or autism, or he's banging his head against the wall because he's in so much distress. So when Dr. Wakefield found the connection between the MMR vaccine and autism, he created a movie called Vaxxed, V-A-X-X-E-D. Mm-hmm. And in it, you can hear the head scientist at the CDC, William Thompson, talk about his part in covering up the statistics that showed black boys get autism 2.5 times more frequently than white boys when they're given the MMR vaccine before the age of 3, and boys get autism more often than girls from that MMR vaccine. And so he went 10 years, the whole CDC went 10 years covering that information up until he came out in 2014 and became a whistleblower.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So this is a big issue now, and there's enough things on the internet that you can find out what's in the vaccine, and because the vaccine has a warning label on it that most of the pediatricians do not show their patients, the parent doesn't know that this vaccine had a warning on it, and they should have read the warning label, and therefore the pharmaceutical company nor the doctor is responsible for the damage because you as a parent didn't read the warning label. So in this era, there's a lot of what we call waking up.
Mm-hmm.
We're waking up to some of the things that have been pulled over our eyes that are not so good, and yet some of the new things that are coming along that in holistic health that are really fantastic. So it's kind of a double-edged sword right now.
Yes.
But there's a lot people can do, but they have to do their research.
Mm-hmm. Well, would you like to tell our listeners how they can reach you and your website, and repeat the website for your back balancer? And
yes, it's called the pelvic balancer. .com. And you can see a video on there and how to do a leg check. And if you do a leg check, you'll know if you need it or not. And then for the testosterone booster, go to Innovus, Innovus Pharma. It's Innovus Pharma, Pharma. And look for Beyond Human Testosterone Booster. And they have a number of products on the website that you'll probably be interested in.
Okay. And then how
and if any of the listeners are in Austin, Texas, and they want to come visit me, you can go to my website, drstephenclayman.com.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. You've been quite enlightening, I'm sure of it. And,
well, I hope there was some good information, and I hope it helps some people.
I think it really will. Thank you so much, Dr. Stephen Clayman, for being with us.
Thank you, Denise.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, listeners, that wraps up our show for today. Thank you so much for joining in. Please join us again next Wednesday for another informative show. And until then, be well. Bye-bye.
We celebrate our listeners worldwide and invite you to contact Denise at www.healthmedianow.com with any questions you may have, and follow her on Twitter at Health Media Now and Facebook at Health Media Now. For those interested in an advertising campaign on her show, contact Lisa at KnowledgeWorksPub.com. Be sure to visit GotCancerNowWhat.com for information on Denise Messenger's award-winning book, Got Cancer, Now What?
The entire contents of this radio show are based upon the opinions of Denise and her guest. The information is not intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional and not intended as medical advice. We are simply sharing knowledge. We encourage you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional of your choice. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. All products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.